Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
And so it begins the 2 o'clock hour with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. Happy Wednesday. Thank you for joining us in our 2 o'clock hour, which is all brought to us by Southern Exteriors, the Southeast premier home exterior solution. It's quality and precision you can rely on for over 20 years. Visit southernexteriors.co. Let's start with our headlines, brought to you by
Thick-fil-A.
I'm afraid to ask, but what's the tagline?
Boo!
Is that all? There's no more. Actually,
boo!
I knew it. Headlines are actually delivered by our very own Extra 106.3 FM, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk radio station. You can listen to them. They're right down the hall.
Matt makes it political.
You can download the Extra app starting mornings by listening in to the Morning Extra with Tug, Carlos, and Rhino. Before we get to anything else, draft stuff, Braves news, we must get to a dual top story.
I call it a top story.
Well, this is a very big deal. We had to split it up. Top story number one. Patrick Swayze's widow, Lisa Neme, said Patrick came to her in a dream recently to tell her Swayze was giving her his blessing to get remarried. She said, Patrick's still with me. I still have a relationship with him, but he told me in my dream it's time to move on. So Lisa, 3 years after Patrick passed, got remarried. That's beautiful. It's like he's a ghost.
So she wasn't entering the dating market. She already had a dude and was like, he's pressuring me, ghost of Patrick, what do I do? And he's like, it's all right, go ahead, make it legal.
Then he pushed a penny up the door. She just saw it moving. Now, that movie's now like 35 years old, so if you have no idea what I'm talking about, don't feel bad. That's top story number one. Top story number two, it turns out in 2013, PayPal accidentally credited a man from Pennsylvania with $92 quadrillion in U.S. currency. $92 quadrillion into his account. No telling if he gave it back. That's top story number two. Got you looking at your PayPal and you're like, I had 18 bucks in there. Now I got 92. How many zeros is that?
Boy, if he had bought Amazon stock, imagine how much he would have.
What do you do at that moment? Do you try to withdraw a little bit? Move some to the bank?
I buy the AFC.
I mean, I guess. My goodness. Former Georgia standout defensive lineman Bear Alexander is on the move again. News came out yesterday that USC defensive lineman Bear Alexander plans to enter the transfer portal. 6'3", 300 pounds, 3.5 sacks, couple of years in college, was a top recruit in the 2022 class. And as Graham Coffey points out, this will be Alexander's seventh different school in 7 years.
Yeah.
You guys see that apartment that he showed off last year when he moved to L.A.?
Well, now, depending, he could return to USC. He could
go to Georgia.
He can't go back to one of the four high schools.
No.
I know that.
Well, good for him. Just keep, you know, cashing in.
Because, see, now that he's been paid, he's not amateur anymore, so he can't play high school ball.
But it also makes me wonder if I'm an NFL scout of, like, what's going on here? Seven schools in 7 years? Maybe it's just dad was in the Army and he moved around and it's bad luck, but
this is very, I don't know. In the pros, that's Ndamukong Suh, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
At the end. I mean,
yeah. Big news out of the Waffle House.
Out of the what?
The Waffle House.
Okay.
So Waffle House says they have been overwhelmed with requests via social media to bring back their very popular strawberry waffles to the menu. So they've listened. And they said they will add back the strawberry waffles topped with whipped cream.
They going to be back.
You're not going to have strawberry waffles without whipped cream. Starting this week, it will be added to the menu, expected to last at least through summer. That's a very big deal and a job well done by Waffle House.
I'm skeptical. I have a question.
You have nothing to be skeptical
no,
about.
No, I love Waffle House, but is it strawberry chips or is it actual sliced strawberries? Because that is important.
So I think it's strawberry within, like you ever buy the...
Now like in the batter?
Yes.
Like little pieces, like when you get a... Okay.
Like an Eggo, the way you can get a strawberry.
That's all I wanted.
When you get blueberry, they do a handful of blueberries and just chuck it right in there.
But then if you want, you get a top two with some blueberries or strawberries. Yeah, you go with them.
Okay, but like what you're talking about, like muffin mix where you have the little strawberry pieces in there.
Sure.
Much more about the fruit. Sorry.
If I took inventory with my kids and said we only had one restaurant we could choose from where you guys can go eat for the next year, it would take them 0.0 seconds to say Waffle House.
I got no issue with it. Mm-hmm. I know the hash brown bowl, by the way, may be the best thing on that menu. Do you know how much the gargantuan amount of food you get in the hash brown bowl?
Lovely.
Good stuff.
Yeah. We got an NFL schedule leak or a leak on purpose. So we knew the Philadelphia Eagles were going to play in São Paulo, Brazil. Remember I told you guys that's the Friday night. Right after the opener, Thursday night, when the Chiefs opened the season September the 5th. Well, now the Eagles we knew were going to play in São Paulo, Brazil that Friday, the day after, and now we know their opponent. They will play the Green Bay Packers. So you'll get Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, Friday night NFL football. The number that the NFL will do on that Thursday night is through the roof, and the Friday night game. So you will have NFL football Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday of the first weekend. They know how to do this stuff better than anybody.
They have towed right up to the line of college football, which because the NFL at some point, they're going to start again on Labor Day weekend. They used to start on Labor Day weekend, if you go back, I don't know, like 20 years even. And then they changed that with the Giants thing when after they won the Super Bowl, they did the Thursday night big party. They're going to start on Labor Day weekend again and screw this up. But college football, so for the past, I don't know, decade and a half, they've had a five-day opening week. And they have taken full advantage of it. They're going to lose all but that Saturday because when the NFL moves it back, not they're coming back towards and taking college football as territory. They're going back to what they used to do themselves. They're taking the Thursday. They'll take the Friday. They'll take the Sunday, which that Sunday, remember, we started getting two or three college football games on that Sunday.
So we did, but my big issue always was college should have stacked the deck in that first weekend. I always felt like we had a good Monday night Labor Day game. But we didn't have a bunch of grit. Like, I remember that Saturday was like Navy Notre Dame or something. It's like, give me two of your blue bloods just hammering it out Saturday night with the world watching and no NFL.
They saved that for the LSU Florida State thing on the Sunday night.
Right. Or the Sunday night, or we skip the Labor Day. But I want a few more games, but now the NFL jumps back in. All right. So we have the official John Calipari contract numbers. Calipari is the new head coach at Arkansas. Deal's officially done. So his salary at Arkansas will be $7 million. He got $1 million to sign his name. Then he gets a yearly retention bonus. I was just making things up. $500,000 for the yearly retention. To make the NCAA tournament, he gets $50,000. If he gets to round two, $100,000. Sweet 16, $250,000. A Final Four, $350,000. And if he wins the Natty, it's an extra $500,000. Then he gets rollovers and raises, where the NCAA tournament appearance, one-year rollover, is another $50,000. Three straight NCAA appearances is another $350,000. And then here are the extra benefits. Calipari will get 10 tickets to use however he chooses for every home basketball game, 5 tickets to each game for every Arkansas sport, 2 cars loaned to him, club membership at the Blessings and Fayetteville Athletic Club.
Blessings.
And then the buyout, Arkansas buys out or fires Cal at 75% of whatever is remaining. $6 million is Cal's buyout if he gets squirmy and wants to go somewhere else.
Yeah, because Kentucky didn't have one.
No. So he'll be introduced at a presser today at 6 o'clock. And then right after, he's sitting down with the high-level donors. Apparently, the Waltons and the Tysons are expected to be there to meet with him and ask him how much money he wants to spend on NIL.
You ain't got nothing on Arkansas!
Rumor is it's going to start in the $5 million range to go out and start to earn around some bucks at Arkansas. Meanwhile, at Kentucky, according to John Rothstein, Kentucky had planned to meet with Baylor's Scott Drew today. There was flight tracking going on that had a plane out of Waco landing in Lexington But then all of a sudden the plane disappeared from radar. So it apparently landed somewhere else. And Charles, I don't know if you've heard the backstory on this.
No.
So they can offer Drew a ton more, certainly, than I'm thinking Baylor could. But as one of the reporters wrote, Scott Drew's wife loves Waco. She's an introvert, doesn't like.
Well, I was about to say, nobody loves Waco.
When you're the head coach of Kentucky, you and the family, you are prominent everywhere. So the question, I guess, is does his wife, even for the salary bump, and the kids are in school in Waco and love the community and love it all, that it's not a sure shot the way they're making it sound. Like, I saw something that said it's done. Drew's going to be the next head coach. It's been written three or four different times. Then this report was not so fast because they have to make the decision about lifestyle, not the money. The money's going to be great. Yeah. The fringe benefits. You never think about that. It was the Glenn Mason thing at Georgia a little bit. As the story goes, his daughter lost her mind on the plane in to Athens.
Back from the bowl game. Yeah.
And in midair, Glenn Mason's like, I can't take the job. He'd already taken it. I can't do it. So this goes back to what I said yesterday. Kentucky fans thought, we'll take Bama's coach if we want him. If we want Oates, we'll get him. Oates is like, nope, staying. All right, we'll go to the NBA. We'll take Billy Donovan from the Bulls. And Donovan did a presser yesterday where he was like very open and honest about all kinds of things. And Donovan's like, I'm staying with the Bulls. And then they were like, okay, we'll take what. It's not that way at Kentucky right now. There are too many good jobs. There are too many places where I can get paid a ton. They're going to still make the shot at Dan Hurley. Apparently, Dan Hurley's wife doesn't want to go to Lexington, which has a lot to do with his decision.
Yeah, I bet she doesn't want to be the Kentucky head coach's wife.
That's part of this. So we'll see if it is Drew. And Scott Drew's a good head coach. It's just not the cachet of John Calipari.
When you say, because Kentucky will match whatever Baylor's paying him.
No, they'll pay more.
They'll pay more, absolutely. Yeah. That's only because Kentucky cares about basketball so much. Baylor got money. Baylor had a guy stroke a check for like the majority of that brand new beautiful crib they got right there on the river. But Waco, if you don't know about Waco, it's about as, now I'm not saying just like politically or whatever, it's about as conservative and slow paced a life as you're going to find, man. There's not a lot going on in Waco. And so that's surprising, but they got money. They just don't care about basketball as much as Kentucky, and they won a national championship like 15 minutes ago, whereas Kentucky, it's been a decade.
Add to it that, I mean, they've been in the tourney every year. That's a good program. Done a really good job with it. All right, coming up, today was a good day for a legal opinion on the future of a local reality star, an NFL super fan, and an underdressed airline passenger. We'll get the scoop on it next.
I felt on her big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poonanny. I can't believe today was a good day.
Yeah, it was a good day.
It's a good day with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Wednesday afternoon. We are going to walk you right up to Braves baseball tonight. Weather's going to be fine. On-time departure, 7:20. Game 3 with the Braves and the Mets. The 2 o'clock hour of Chuck and Chernoff brought to you by Southern Exteriors, the Southeast premier home exterior solution. It's quality and precision you can rely on for over 20 years. Visit Southern Exteriors. .co. Colin, do me a favor. Oh, that's producer Colin, everybody. Hi, Colin. Tell them who the Good Day segment's brought to us by.
Make your next vehicle purchase quick, easy, and convenient with a Jim Ellis Expressway at jimellis.com. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. When we need legal counsel, we turn to one of 680's top legal experts. It's the people's lawyer, Bruce Hagan, with Chuck and Chernoff.
Let's all go to court.
Bruce Hagan!
Let's go make some law now. Yeah, some law.
He's the people's lawyer. Yes, he is Bruce Hagan. Well, it's tough for us to get him on the phone. It's easy for you to connect with him by going online to Hagan-law.com. That's Hagan-law.com. Personal injury, if you're dealing with that, you need somebody like Bruce and his firm to get you everything you deserve. All right, Mr. Bruce, I want to get your thoughts on the Masters, but we'll tease that for the end of the conversation. I'm sure you have some thoughts. Let me start with something that I know a lot of kids deal with. A lot of kids, both of age, underage, they drink. I know this is shocking, and they also drive. There's a kid, Tavondre Sweat, Texas Longhorn defensive lineman, who has been arrested dealing with DWI charges. But Bruce, here's the rub. His blood alcohol level was more than 25% over the legal limit when he was pulled over, according to affidavits. And at 6:08 a.m., they took the blood alcohol level, which means they arrived at 4:41 a.m., so his blood alcohol level could have been even higher. There's an element to this that the NFL is going to have to deal with, but what kind of stuff is he dealing with from a legal standpoint?
Yeah, that's an enormous blood alcohol level. And, you know, he's a guy who weighs in at about 360 pounds. You can only imagine just how much alcohol he had to consume to be that drunk at that time of day. Even if that is your first one, A, he's young. B, that is an exceptional amount of alcohol for blood alcohol level. So unlikely that he's just going to get those kind of charges reduced to something like reckless driving or, you know, be able to just do community service and get out of this. This is a real problem for him, but this is a big deal. And you know, from the NFL standpoint, frankly, if somebody is excited to have a 360-pound all Big 12 defensive player on their team, they're not going to let this stand in their way. Hopefully they'll provide him with counseling, give him opportunities to recognize just how dangerous it is. Had there been an injury or worse, a death in this situation, he'd be looking at significant jail time.
All right, speaking of significant jail time, former Dodger pitcher Julio Urias is facing 5 misdemeanor charges, this dating back to a September arrest on suspicion of domestic violence. He's due for an arraignment May 2nd, and then there's the potential for a Major League Baseball suspension after that. So let's do both sides. Let's talk about what kind of penalty within the court of law could he be looking at, and then the baseball part of it.
Each charge has a maximum sentence of 1 year, but that doesn't mean that they can't be added on top of each other, creating a 5-year sentence for something like this. Of course, this is a developing situation. Getting to the second issue, you can be almost certain that he's going to have a suspension from baseball. It's similar to what happened with Marcelo Ozuna that we're all familiar with here when he had those strangulation charges that were witnessed by police here in Sandy Springs, I think. You know, ultimately, the charges were dropped. Ozuna went through a diversion program. He did community service. He took counseling. And he was able to not have to face any criminal charges. And the same thing could happen here with Urias. But the one thing that's working against Urias in this, am I saying his name properly?
You're good. You're on point.
The one thing that's working against this former Dodger pitcher is that he had a prior incident with domestic violence. And so this is his second incident. There really haven't been any other MLB players who've had repeat incidents involving domestic violence. There's going to be, and when there is a punishment that comes down from Major League Baseball, it could be severe. I wouldn't be surprised if he is held out for a year as a result of this.
Bruce Hagan, the people's lawyer with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. Let me ask you about maybe the listeners need a little refresher. Todd Chrisley. So that was a reality star that was in that Chrisley Knows Best show on USA, and it became kind of a big deal. He's been behind bars, so has his wife, tax evasion, there were fraud charges, all kinds of stuff they've been dealing with. Meanwhile, Bruce, now Chrisley is dealing with another set of issues because he slandered a Georgia revenue agent, and according to a jury, is now going to have to pay her upwards of $750,000. So explain to me what the slander looks like and how that number comes to be.
Yeah, it's conceivable that the listeners do need a little refresher on who Todd Chrisley is, but I know you don't.
I like to be well-versed, Bruce.
Well-versed. I'm sure it's an absence in your life now that Chrisley's not on 24 hours a day, as well as the spinoffs involving their kids, which, you know, who could blame you for being a fan of that? But, you know, basically, Chrisley took a very modern-day approach of attacking the people who were making accusations against him and the people who were investigating him for crimes. And so he made all kinds of statements about an IRS revenue agent claiming that this person was lying and fabricating evidence and out to get him. And so that IRS revenue agent, to preserve their reputation, filed suit against Todd Chrisley, and there was a trial held. And Chrisley was ordered to pay a total of over $750,000, some of which was for attorney's fees, some of which was the award for libel. Now, whether they'll be able to collect anything there is a whole different question. Chrisley owes a lot of money back to the government in connection with his criminal case, the fraud case against him that both he and his wife are in jail for. And to the extent that there's any money at all out there, the government is almost certainly getting that.
All right, a couple of quick things. Let me ask you about a story involving a woman who was escorted off a Delta flight recently because she was told her clothing was too revealing. Now, she's pushing for change both to Delta's bylaws and maybe even the airline industry. A woman named Lisa Archbold was flying out of Salt Lake City to San Francisco. She was told to get off the plane while everyone was boarding. She was told that her clothing, again, too revealing, she needed to cover up. Now, Bruce, my understanding is Delta has the right, I guess, within what's ever on the tickets to do this. So where is the line on what they asked her to do and then what she wants to do in changing some of the, and for a lesser term, the dress code?
Very good question. And, you know, Matt, you run separately from this business. You run a sports travel business that does some great trips around the country to see fantastic sporting events. How come we're never on flights when things like this happen?
You know, I miss all this.
We miss all the good stuff. So, yeah, this person has filed this lawsuit. Of course, she's got Gloria Allred by her side, which, you know, there she is sitting next to Gloria Allred saying, all I want is a change in the policy. I don't know how Gloria Allred is going to charge 40% of a change in policy for this, but I have a feeling she wants a little bit more than that. She wants to be paid for the humiliation of being told that she had to cover up or leave the flight. But certainly Delta does have the right, every airline has the right, to remove a passenger if they feel that it's necessary for things like the comfort or the safety of passengers. If it's true that all this lady wants is the change in policy, Delta will issue some sort of a statement, and then this will go away, and you know she'll get 100,000 frequent flyer miles, and Gloria Allred, I guess, will get 40,000 of those and a first-class upgrade.
I'm sure she needs those. All right, Bruce, Masters weekend is upon us. I know if you were doing the Bruce Hagan Calcutta, we would know exactly what you're thinking. So tell us who you like, who's going to be wearing that green jacket on Sunday in Augusta. It's out with suspense anymore. Who's going to win the Masters? Bruce?
Coach?
Seriously?
Coach, are you there?
Again?
Oh, no. See if we can get him back.
This is just buzzer's luck, man. I don't know how it happens every time. He gets through all the legal stuff, and then we get a sports prediction, and some who can explain it? I know how you guys can find him, though. You can go online to Hagan-Law.com.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps $5 minimum balance required.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.